Everybody, of course, still talking about the end of the Monday Night Football game between the Green Bay Packers and the Seattle Seahawks, how it won. The Seahawks awarded the victory, but still highly questionable. And the NFL today said that it was the right call on the interception that ended up being a touchdown, and also that there was a foul on the play that was not reviewable by the NFL. And let me give you some reaction before our guest joins us. Troy Aikman, the former Dallas quarterback and Hall of Famer, said these games are a joke. And even Mark Cuban from the NBA said, I would love to see what my reaction would be if a Mavs game ended like Monday Night Football. Expensive. Jim Tunney has been with me many times over the years, former official for 31 years in the National Football League, and he received a record 29 postseason assignments, including 10 championship games and also 3 Super Bowls. Jim, I'm sure you watched the game last night. You've seen the play in itself, but tell me a little bit before we get to that, what your feeling was about the use of replacement referees and where we are with that.
Well, first of all, when the league decided to lock out the officials, they were in negotiations all spring, March, April, May, June, and decided in June they would lock them out. They can't reach an agreement. I'm not privy to all of the inside information that way, Ron, but there is an issue of pension plan. When I came to the league in 1960, there was no pension. I was part of the board of directors of the league. It's an official association, not a union, but association. And we got a pension plan established about 1972 or 3. Very small, but it grew decidedly. And now, as the league is saying, that we don't want to have a defined benefit plan now where we're putting the money in it, where the league, where the teams are. We want a defined contribution where you put the money in. Now, I have no problem with management changing their pension plans. It's happening all over the country today in light of what's going on. But to come down and drop the hammer and say, it's out now, without grandfathering the 20, 25-year-old people who've been in the league for 10, 15, 25 years, that's wrong. I think they need to grandfather in and move it in there and say to a new officials coming in, or officials less than 5 years, you're not vested, we're going to do this now, you can stay if you want to. But that's the hard part. It's just this is the way it is, and take it or leave it, and that's not what negotiations are all about.
Are you surprised in any way that the type of quality of officiating that we're seeing through the first 3 weekends in the NFL by these replacement officials?
Not surprised a bit. I've had guys, Ron, tell me over the years, you know, I do high school games. I've been doing high school games 10, 12, 15 years now. I could work in the NFL. And now we're seeing that you can't. The NFL said in the beginning, well, people don't go to the games to see the officials. Well, they are now. And that's the worst part of it. They're looking at the officials. They're constantly scrutinizing them, and that shouldn't be. It shouldn't be looking at the officials. It should be looking at the players, the coaches. The fans demand the best players, the best coaches, and they want the best officials. And they're getting them now. These guys at this young termination, where they are now, coming in from high school, community college, Division II, Division III, they don't. They're not ready for this league. What we have in the NFL, we have a very established recruiting and training program. These officials did not qualify for any of that. As far as I know, none of these officials ever applied to the NFL. None has ever been accepted by the NFL. So they're either people who never applied, who just worked at the lower leagues, or didn't get move along. You know, go from Division II, from 3 to 2, and then in Division I, major college. That's the way you learn in this situation.
Jimmy, one of the things that surprises me is that the NFL generates $9 billion in revenue a year, and it is a multi-billion dollar valued brand. I don't understand how you put that brand in jeopardy by having this type of replacement officials working games, which kills your credibility. It's already been reported possibly as much as $150 million changed hands with that decision from a gambling standpoint. To me, that is a penny wise, a pound foolish. Am I correct in that observation?
You're absolutely correct. There's no question about this. The money of the $9 billion, it's a matter of changing. It's a matter of principle. And the league is fighting for one principle. And the official association, the union, is saying, no, we don't want to move off of that. Let's work out something. And they've been meeting and negotiating. And there's no way in a negotiation, Ron, where either side can come in and say, this is it, take it or leave it. I'm taking my ball and go home if you don't like it. You can't do that. You've got to fight it out. You've got to lock the door and say, don't come out of here. it's not the players, it's not the coaches, it's the game itself, and the game is being ruined by the fact that the integrity of the game has been hurt in this replacement official system.
Let's put this in perspective, and very finitely, Jim. We talked about the $9 billion generated in revenue. How much money are we talking about satisfying this situation to get the real officials back on the field?
I'm not sure the exact amount, but as I understand it, it's less than $1 million a year.
$1 million a year is all we're talking about for credibility with the fans, with the media. That blows me away.
Doesn't make sense to me. But again, as I say, it's the principle of the thing that they're fighting for, and I think they've sometimes you get this hubris says, hey, listen, we've got a good league here. And I think the NFL, Ron, has got to win. They've got to win this battle, but they've got to show some respect for the people that are on the field. And right now, it doesn't look like they're showing any respect for the officials that are on the field, at least in fairness and negotiation. The officials are not demanding an awful lot. It's not much more than they agreed to in 2007 when the last negotiations went through. So I think it's a matter of saying, look, we got to work this out. We got to get this thing done. And as I heard on the radio today, one guy called in and he said, I'm a Green Bay Packer fan. When the Saints come into town next week, we're not going to the game. We're going to stand out in the parking lot. We're going to protest this. We can't have this kind of a situation happening in the National Football League.
Why do you say the NFL has to win this, Jim?
Well, they own the ball. It's their football. It's their game. And they're the ones that that run the game. They're the ones that put up the money. They're the ones that hold responsibility if things don't go right. They're the ones that should get blamed for it. And the officials are employees of theirs. And while the employees are important, no question about it, like players are important, like coaches are important, but it's important that you have the right officials on the field. And the league has to recognize how valuable these officials really are, and with the kind of things that we're seeing now, maybe they're realizing that you just can't take somebody out of a lower less league and come into the NFL and work in a satisfactory way.
In retrospect, the NFL issuing a statement today saying, indeed, there should have been a penalty for offensive pass interference, which would have ended the game. It was not called. It is not reviewable in instant replay, and when the players hit the ground in the end zone, the officials determined that both Tate and Jennings had possession of the ball. Under the rule for simultaneous catch, the ball belongs to Tate, the offensive player. The result of the play was a touchdown, and it will stand the outcome of the game. Do you see anything wrong with the way it was officiated, that particular call, as you watched it?
Oh, there's lots of things wrong. First of all, the side judge who is in the best position to make the offensive pass interference wasn't looking at the players. He must have been looking at something else. I don't know what, maybe the ball. But it was pretty obvious from the 60th row when the guy says, gee, there's a big push down there. When you have that kind of a jump ball situation at the end of the game, what you're looking for is someone trying to gain an advantage, pushing or pulling, or I've seen guys put their hands on the opponent's shoulders to get up so they can get up higher. When you have simultaneous possession, Ron, three things have to happen. First, both players have to have both hands on the ball. You just can't have your ball one hand touching the ball, which I understand the receiver from Seattle just had his hand touching the ball in the air. As they go to the ground, they have to both maintain the ball simultaneously. By the time the official got to that play, they might have had both players having both hands on the ball. But now it's too late. And there was no communication. It really hurt me as an official to see no communication between the back judge who signaled timeout and the side judge who signaled touchdown. Once he signaled touchdown, replay can do nothing about it except if the ball had come loose and been incomplete on the ground. Replay can say, no, the ball was not held properly while it was going to the ground. So the three things have to take place. Hold the ball, come to the ground with it, and hang on to the ball when you hit the ground. And those three things obviously happened, and replay has no voice in it. That's the rules of the replay.
And from a technical standpoint, the NFL is probably right about that. If you don't see the offensive pass interference, there's nothing that instant replay can do about that. And officials do miss seeing things depending upon where they're positioned on the field. But the real culprit in this is the simultaneous catch. And if you interpret it the way the NFL is interpreting it today, then they got the call right. Is that what they're saying, Jim?
What they're saying is that the replay could not change the call. Well, the call was right on the simultaneous possession. I have a question about, because as I look at it, and, you know, in my living room, Ron, I haven't missed a call in 15 or 20 years, so it's all easy for me sitting in my living room and watching it on slow motion. But the communication didn't take place, and that's what hurt that whole situation. Had those two officials talked about, hey, what do you have? This is what I have. Do you have the same thing I have? And then the referee come down and talk to those officials and say, what do you have here? And then make the decision. But once that official signaled touchdown, it's over for replay. Replay can't come back and change that. He could have been, and most people think he was dead wrong because that the Green Bay defender had the ball by himself. And then when they went to the ground, the other offensive guy came in and grabbed it, and now it looks like simultaneous on the ground, but they didn't see simultaneous in the air. And so I think there was quite an error that it just shouldn't happen with good officials.
A final question, Jim, and just briefly, we got about 30 seconds left, but do you think that this type of action and what's been happening with the replacement officials is now going to kind of kickstart these negotiations and that the NFL will make a renewed effort to try to find a resolution?
Well, I hope they do make a renewed effort. I was hoping that we would not have any kind of a situation that would cost the team a score or a game that would hurt them for the playoffs or hurt them down the line. This may be something that exacerbates the negotiations to get it done. They've got to get it done to get this thing right, to have the right officials for the integrity of the game.
Jim, I want to thank you. You've been a dear friend, and you've lent an awful lot of insight to this discussion. Take care, my friend.
Always great to talk to you, Ron. Thank you for the call.
Jim Tunney, the Dean of NFL Referees and, of course, former official for 31 years in the NFL. He refereed 3 Super Bowls. We continue with more of you and America's Sports Talk Show.